Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And look, we're going to talk some Teresa getting married, but realistically, we got to talk all about the VPR reunion. It deserves its own. And let me tell you guys, I'm just going to throw this out there. You need to watch the unedited and extended version of Peacock, because that's what we did, because we said we have to wait. We can't even watch. First off, I watched the original one too, but I said we have to watch the one on
one
Peacock, because it is worth it.
Extended version.
There is nothing better than a 7 a.m. fuck you to get your day going, okay? And that's how we are starting our day. And let me tell you, I'm invigorated.
What a time to be alive. I saw Andy last night. He got invited to a watch party. He shows up at some girl's house. Like, I mean, could you imagine if Andy Cohen just showed up at your New York City apartment? I mean, I love that he just did a pop in.
I haven't watched that yet, but I need to go back and watch it. And I think, like, just like you said, what a time to be alive in this moment in history of Scandoval. And not only are we experiencing this, but then Andy shows up at your house. I mean, you peaked. Your life will not get better.
It was
kids,
really
marriage, you. Family, a great job. And then Scandoval with the Andy Cohen appearance.
Right. Truly. I mean, it was like they were genuinely shocked. I mean, I think he literally like looked in his DMs and this girl's like, I see you're in dinner in the West Village. Like, come stop by. And he actually did. You know, you guys, everyone shoot your shot.
That's amazing.
At all times, shoot your shot. You never know.
You know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, said by Michael Scott, who also, it was said by Wayne Gretzky. Okay, let's chat some, before we get into that, and Mary will kill me because, you know, as we know, when we take notes on this, Mary tells me I'm never allowed to do it because I take way too many.
And so basically, Courtney took...
I took 5 full pages.
But it's pretty much the incomplete dialogue.
It's a transcript.
I was like, this is not notes. This is transcribed.
But But the thing is, though, is I felt like it was important to really take, like, you can't even summarize. How am I supposed to summarize what happened?
I can't. This is like something we might need to share. Right. I really, really loved the sit downs, the individual one-on-ones. I think that was key.
Okay. And what I also want to say too, what's really funny is like, obviously like Ariana has a new look, you know, Sandoval gets to change, Raquel's in a different look. They clearly taped Raquel's the same day as the regular reunion though, because her makeup matches.
Yeah. I also,
like, I just noticed like the makeup and the hair is the same. Like they're just basically like, you're not a factor in this. I mean, you are, but you're not. So you can come the same day.
I did love Lisa Vanderpump's hair. That's like her best hair in a long time. I think it was a little bit shorter. So to me, Ariana,
that's the only thing I loved about her. She was wearing a Giselle dress from Giselle wore that dress in blue to the Potomac reunion. And then here's what's funny. Hey, Lisa, as someone who's really good with money, silence is free.
We will get there. Let's just talk about everyone's looks really quickly. So Ariana.
Let's talk Teresa and then let's go into the reunion.
We could have just done it at the end.
Let's just talk it really quick because we're going to get very passionate about this Vanderpump reunion.
Okay. My thoughts on this wedding. I'm glad it was only one episode. I was very frustrated with Marge because just don't come. If you don't want to be there, if you're not excited. Also, she was crying the most. I didn't like her outfit.
Her hairline of her makeup, like she had so much self-tanner on, but because her hair is so blonde, they clearly had to like create a line here, mm-hmm. but she has all of us do like a little receding. So you can see like the regular color of her scalp compared to like the makeup of her fake tan. And I was like, I could not look away.
I also felt bad. Like Teresa had to invite all these people that she doesn't want there, like Jen Fessler. And then Jen Fessler couldn't even stay because Marge was a ride home. And then
Jen Fessler, you're rich. Take an Uber.
Completely. And then, I mean, they just had like all these strange people. Like why were Jen and Bill's daughter there? Why was she there?
I love Olivia.
And why was that was annoying to me. I'm like, you don't get to like also do like the entrance unless was she like a flower girl or something? I don't think so. She looked like she was wearing a plain dress.
But what I did like about this wedding though, what I did like for them is there was no drama with the like obviously Ramona like messed up the invitation, but you didn't have to see any like drama with the wedding coordinator. Like remember Bethany getting married and like the guy who looked like Buster from Arrested Development that was like her coordinator.
Right,
like
right.
We didn't have any wedding drama. So it was more like the drama was focused on like the Gorgas not being there. But yeah, Marge, just because you want to hang out with other housewives, find another event. Just go attend BravoCon.
I also loved everyone's reaction to the hair. Everyone was like, wait, what are we doing? I know you're going for a look.
Why did nobody tell her?
We need to bring this down. I mean, I feel like they were like, this is your look. I mean, she clearly had that planned out, you know?
It was just, I love when Dolores was like, Jen Aiden was like, I wish that like, it shouldn't be the whole thing. It should be an accent, not the main event. And then Dolores is like, so we can like figure out how to like flatten this, right? Like it would remind me
go ahead.
The Gypsy Weddings. Like remember that TLC show?
Oh yeah, completely.
I got that very much vibes from that.
I think Louis saw it and was like, What have we done? What have we done? This is not a good look for you. My favorite part of the episode was Louis saying that he sits on the toilet to pee. And that's his only flaw.
Teresa likes it. She loves that about him.
I did enjoy them in the confessional together. They seem really giddy. It's also kind of a weird, they're kind of at like an almost an interesting age. It's like her youngest is 12. His oldest is 21 or 22 or something like that. So clearly they're like done having kids. So I thought that was cute. The grandkid part. They do seem genuinely happy. I hope it works for her. You know, I'm nervous for her. I did think it was a really
now that they've been married.
It was a very sexy event. Like I loved the burlesque. It was a very sexy event. Okay. I loved that it was different. It didn't necessarily like feel like a wedding. It felt like just like a giant party. I wasn't in love with her second look. I liked her first look more. Also, I feel like she should have changed the hair for the second look.
You just really need the hair to be different. It just needs to be different. But there were 1,500 bobby pins in there.
It took some time to get out. But then I also wondered.
I didn't love that we had to be like, I would have just loved it to be about the wedding. And like, maybe we saw more of the other housewives that were there. It's like to have the Gorga stuff was like so annoying because
Jen Aiden, like taking her into the room was like bizarre. It's like, not today, honey. Not today.
And I love that Gabriella was so annoyed by the whole thing. And then Melania getting her best Joe Giudice was like, why is she crying? Who's making her? Why is she crying? And they just were like, and I loved it too, that the girls were like, he's not here. Let's not talk. Like, we're not ruining our mom's day. Like, they clearly very much have like a respect and appreciation for Louis, no matter how many red flags he presents them.
I loved the girls all getting up and saying a little piece, like, good for that little 12-year-old doing the public speaking. I thought they all did a great job with their speeches, public speaking. I also,
they all look so cute too. I love the bridesmaids' dresses. I thought that they all looked stunning in them.
I wondered how they had sex with her hair.
Well, standing,
I guess. Mm-hmm. They had, I mean, how did they not ruin the hair having the sex? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think they did have sex in between. I also feel like this wedding was like 12 hours long.
Someone said it was $500,000.
I believe it.
Which I'm sure was a lot of it was sponsored.
All the entertainment, all the food. But it's funny. You can only get so much sponsored. Like, food costs money. You know, we didn't see how much the catering was. You know, like, I know you can get some things sponsored, but a lot of things you just have to pay for. Like, her dress was probably free.
As somebody going through it right now, I assume, you know, you're sending out your sponsor.
It's it's people's time that you're paying for. It's like, totally. You're not going to get a band for free. You have to pay them.
Well, you might be able to get the most extras if you want. I'm still not opposed to it, but mostly because now I just want to be like, boo, tomato.
I already have a band. So
you booked it. I'm booked. Oh, great. Okay. She's been too busy, everybody. She's got it. It's just, you know, I thought that the wedding was fun and I agree. Like, it's also interesting, like, because obviously last week was like the finale and this week is like, you know, but it's episode 16 technically. And then we have the reunion, which looks insane.
I love Teresa's hair. The short. It's, I'm really into like that short,
like a long bob.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that. But yeah, I think the wedding to me was like, it was uneventful. The only drama was the Gorgas. And I think that was a good thing for them.
Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't. I wonder if they were trying to make it a 3-episode situation and it just didn't transpire that way. Cause they definitely tried to like separate this. This isn't the finale. This is her special day. I kind of did feel like I was invited when they kept on going across like Teresa and Louis' wedding, like an invite. Mm-hmm. I did feel like I was welcomed.
Yeah. But you know, and you know what too, I'm going to say outside of March, hey, Priscilla, the makeup person, stop bringing up Joe Gorga. And then the one in the green dress, maybe it was the trainer. Yeah. The trainer. I was like, man, you're not on the show.
I love her.
Yeah, not on the show, but do I need to see a friend of? And you know who I also love seeing? You saw like just little snippets of him. Tony, the pool guy.
Yes. He's so handsome.
So handsome. And that longer hair that he had going. A nice little flow. Loved it.
I guess that's kind of funny that he came and Joe Gorga didn't, because that's like Joe Gorga is really the friend of Tony, the pool guy.
Really? Mm-hmm. I thought they grew up with him.
I know they go to the gym together. I think it's more Joe's friend than Teresa's.
You love an IG story.
I do. I know a lot because of that.
Okay. Well, anything else that we should mention about this? Or should we just kind of jump into the
reunion?
I mean, it was great. We're glad. Bye. We're looking forward to the reunion and the drama where nothing will happen and everything will happen and the cast will still stay the same.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. So
let's go into Vanderpump Reunion.
Okay. Why don't you start us out?
Hello.
Like, why don't you start us out?
Okay.
Because you wrote down every single word.
It was like, you know, kind of these like, boom, and it just starts out. First off, I thought it had started and I thought that I had missed the first entry of it because we went right into Andy saying, how did this go from a one night stand to a full relationship between the two of you? And then it's like black screen, words just coming out. The scandal. That changed everything. Back to Andy. Tom, you're in love. Black screen. The reunion that uncovers the whole story. Ariana crying. I can't think of two worse people. I can't. What an opening.
I loved it. I'm very,
the
very...
Oscar, the Emmy, the Razzie, the Grammy. I want a Tony. We want everything.
I really loved the sit downs because it was kind of hard with all the fighting and the yelling. Like, I wanted them to be able to, what is the truth and what is a lie?
I was like, I don't think anything's a lie. I think they've admitted to everything.
No, well, I except think the timeline. There's been a lot of lies that I feel like are. But anyways, you know, then we've seen like kind of the previews, like my cards, you're a worm with a mustache, diabolical, demented, subhuman, poo-poo heads.
I'm really glad.
The pumped up edition. So
Really glad like the timeout thing was cleared up for me, you know, because Andy basically had to get so physical with the James. Like, I literally
sit down.
I felt like he was talking to Ben. Like his child, like, but you here's better the thing.
Andy says it when LVP gets involved. I'm like, get her out of here. Okay. You are not, like, you are so you're only a name now. You're a name and you're the title. That's it.
She's so embarrassing. Not
so embarrassing.
One, the only person that works there is Raquel. She's still like, even her pretending like she is like partners with them for 5% is embarrassing. I'm very curious also.
Her defending Sandoval and then like feeling that she needs to like give her 2 cents. Nobody asked. That's the best part. Nobody cares. And what I love about this finally too, and I think we mentioned this before, like remember when Lala started dating Randall and all of a sudden Lala started to become like LVP's equal in the sense of because Randall's importance. And now Lala is basically like giving her the middle finger. Like, I respect you as a person, but you are not, like, you're my peer still. And so I'm going to shut shit down. Like, they're all finally realizing that they can shut it down with Lisa.
They're standing up to Lisa. They're not scared 100%. Of her anymore. But then I wonder if Lisa had, like, clearly she's not, I wouldn't say she's taking Tom's side, but she isn't going to like put him in the ground like the rest of them. But also, do you,
she could be just shush, shush.
But do you wonder if she went the other way? People would be like, you need to be backing up your partner. Is she in a lose-lose situation?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, I think her reasoning of why she's also backing Tom, though, I feel, is because it is a business thing. She doesn't want, I'm sure Tom has taken a hit. She probably, I still think that she's probably some sort of silent partner in Schwartz and Sandy's, just like I think she probably has a little bit of silent partner in Something About Her. Like, I think she's involved in different ways. So like, this does hit.
See, I actually don't think so, because I think they were so frustrated with doing Tom. They're like, we're basically the face of TomTom. You're using our name. You are making money off our notoriety. People aren't there to see you, Lisa. They're there to see us. But she like gave them just enough. Give me $50,000, 5% to make them feel like they're really a part of it. I mean, if you ask most people, you probably think they're like 50-50 partners in that business. But
only if you're a casual fan. Us fans all know it's 5%.
Right. But I think when they opened Schwartz and Sandy's and they opened soon to be her, Something About Her, they're like, we don't want any part of her in it because she's so controlling. And
no, I feel like they gave her 5%. I don't know. I think on the opposite side, that those restaurants were who
they don't like her. They don't really like her.
Either way, I think it's very interesting because she has a business reason for it all, right? Like,
absolutely.
Realistically, if someone goes to Schwartz and Sandy's, they might want to go to TomTom. They might want to go to Pump RIP. They might want to go to Sir, like the Disneyland of the Bravo places right there. Like if you go to one, you go to all. Like, how many times have you like come into town or whatever? And you're like, let's hit them all up, right? Well,
and if you, I mean, we both live in California, but if you're coming from a different state, like, and you're a Bravo super fan, and you know, obviously the scandal balls happened. I'm still going for those goat cheese balls. I'm still going to taste the drinks. I mean, what is it to you? It's not like no one's a fucking regular at Schwartz and Sandy's, TomTom. You just go for an experience.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, even the Yelp reviews when they're like taking a hit, like, I get it, but I'm like, but people aren't wandering me like, what's this cool place? Like, they know Schwartz and Sandy, like you said,
neighborhood bar.
Variety, right. Like, I'm not traveling to Franklin Village unless I'm going to a nice restaurant, right? Like, if I'm going to Schwartz and Sandy's, because it's like a reason, that's a destination because of Bravo fans, right? And we're like, what's the sitch at this point?
Completely.
Now, I will say, and I'm going out of order, but I don't love that people go to Schwartz and Sandy's and then like graffiti it.
Team. That's gross. Ariana.
Or like, I mean, the
lipstick, fine.
No, not even that. No, come on. Come on, that's gross. Don't do that. This isn't a RuPaul episode where you get eliminated and you get to write a message goodbye.
I think lipstick's harmless.
I would just say, like, you don't want your stuff defaced regardless. Like,
well, when children...
Team Ariana on a tip line, sure.
I experience graffiti a lot in my classroom.
What?
Kids writing on desks.
Oh, I'm like...
I guess I'm just desensitized by it.
You don't own those desks.
I'll be like...
You might feel different if you owned it and it was like your property and like people were messing with your stuff.
Come on, lipstick, get over it.
I'm just saying, I think it's weird to do that personally because it's like, if you're going to go, you go for the situation, you experience it. You're still, if you're a patron, you still are leaving a tip because whoever's waiting on you is not. But I'm just saying, like, to go in and then like, it's weird to me. That is weird to me. And I would be pissed if I hosted a party at my house and I walked into the bathroom at some point and someone wrote something against me, basically. I'd be pissed. I'd be annoyed. Like, why? You have to be 21, which means you're an adult.
I just feel like someone Mary was drunk and thought it was a fine idea to put lipstick. The lipstick's harmless.
Okay.
You can get rid of lipstick.
Next visit, I'll be writing in your bathroom. Your nicely redone bathroom. I'm going to write on that mirror and you're going to be annoyed.
Okay. Let's keep it moving.
Let's talk about one day earlier. Black screen again. In a reunion first, Andy sat separately with the principals of the scandal to hear their sides of the story. We flash into Tom Sandoval. For Tom Sandoval, it was one final chance to come clean. Do you want to say what Andy said to him?
It kind of feels like you're the most hated man on TV. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For Ariana, it was a moment to share her experience.
You look great despite it all. What's your living status?
He's in the guest room. You know, we have people to run interference. And then it goes to Raquel, where she's like, I'm just preparing for the worst, but hoping for the best. For Raquel, it was a chance to explain how it all happened. But more on that later. That's why I think part three is going to be, with the reveal is going to be something on the timeline.
That for me, but more on that later. Like, yeah. I don't know that. Just like seriously,
more on that at the 7 o'clock news.
I mean, it truly made me giggle. I'm like, what is going on here? But more on that later.
Oh my god! News at 11.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you know, Andy's like, hey, you know, Ariana, when's the last time you've spoken to, like, you know, have you spoken to Raquel? She's like, I haven't spoken to Raquel. It took her 48 hours after me finding out for her to send me a text, just which basically said, I don't know what to say, but I'm sorry. So I wrote back to her basically saying, "Fuck you, you fucking rat," and I blocked her. And I was like.
But I honestly, there is this weird part of me that genuinely feels bad for Raquel because they like know, they're like, well, Tom has sat down with her and coached her on everything. It's like she would never reach out to Ariana. She was like waiting for him to give her the okay. It feels very controlling. And I think that the Randall Emmett comparison is very valid. Lala.
In the extended version too, they talk about this Coachella rumor about the hot tub and an open relationship. And I'm like, Tom, like, yes, again, what Raquel did is horrible. Ariana is one of her best friends. I don't care what Tom told her, regardless of what, you know, open relationship or what, like Ariana was not in the know of this. So even if it was an open relationship, like you done diddly fucked up, right? I think that's what James said. But there is something where it's like Tom is literally kind of brainwashed her the same way he did with Ariana when he was with Kristen, which they talk about that in the extended version too. It's just like very interesting.
Patterns.
He is a narcissist and he does have a pattern. So you almost like, I feel bad in a sense that she blew her life up for this guy who's then now being seen with a blonde in Austin. You know, these people have been saying, oh, after the concerts, he's like still hitting on girls, trying to like kiss them, make out with them, do things, right? Like this poor girl, in a sense, has blown up her life. Right. And for what?
Well, and for also, what at this point? Also, think about Raquel. She basically got together with James to be on this show, to, you know,
They get, all did. James got with Kristen.
Totally, you know? Totally.
Yeah.
But then it's like she probably thought, okay, he's a main character. Like if, and I genuinely believe that they probably thought they had
this is a show to her, not real life.
But I also believe that they truly had like this genuine connection and probably commiserated late at night on mushrooms and ecstasy and hot tubs naked and thought well, they had.
He's also older than her. He has quote unquote more life experience. He's fun. He has a band where he sings covers. They get to party. She's like LA lifestyle.
And it's fun to sneak around. Like they have this dirty little secret. Right. Like it's amazing. They kept it going for as long as they did. But then it's like she probably thought, okay, then me and him will be together. I go up in the rankings. I'm basically going to be a main character status now. Like this is good for my work. This is it. They didn't realize what was going to happen. Exactly. Well,
and they had a whole plan too, right? Like they were going to tell her after the fact. It was just going to kind of be like the off season of like, okay, the breakup of Tom and Ariana. We're not really going to see the details. We're going to see the next season. You know, Tom had started laying the foundation of my mere presence annoys her and just kind of like the victim of in it all. And so then we would be happy that Tom moved on, right? He'd start the new season, quote unquote, single. Then, oh, he found support in Raquel and like, oh my gosh, in this true Lady and the Tramp situation, we've fallen in love and like we found each other and like, wow.
Yeah.
They had a whole thing.
It was very calculated.
So then, okay. So back to these like one-on-ones, right? So like Andy asked Tom like, hey, when did you first have feelings for Raquel? He's like, well, you know, the beginning of last year, I really got to see her and who she was. And then he asked the timeline of when they first hooked up, which we already know this is a lie. Well, you know, it was after Guy's Night at the Mondrian. Do you think the Mondrian is like capitalizing on this? Like people keep DMing like, hey, I'm coming to LA. Where should I stay? I'm like, the Mondrian? I don't know. Like, I wonder if their business has picked up since then. But, you know, it's like, he's like, you know, after the Guy's Night, and then there was a see you next Tuesday. And then we, you know, it was after the Abbey. That's the first night we had sex, which we already know is a lie.
Right. Well, and then he also says that he didn't tell Schwartz until January. And
oh, yeah. We get a flashback.
And then Schwartz is like,
going out of turn, Mary.
It's fine. We're all over the place. This is ADD.
So many notes. If you bring me back to that note, I'm not going to remember. We've already talked about it.
So, I mean, the January, August timeline really screws him.
Yeah. Well, then he asks Ariana, you know, were you suspicious? She's like, absolutely not. No. He's like, you like vehemently stood up for Tom throughout the season. She's like, here's the thing. As a loyal, committed partner, if he gives me an answer to a question, I'm going to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like so wild. And then
she's a blind supporter.
So then he, you know, Andy asks Tom, like, what about like glamping? Were you together at glamping? He's like, no, God, no. He's like appalled that Andy would even ask that. Like,
also,
we had our first time.
Isn't glamping also in September? And then he's like, it was the Life is Beautiful thing. And also in September.
Yes, exactly. Like, and it's the like first one time we weekend up was August.
Like you're like, one weekend
so you
apart.
Were out of town. Yeah, you were out of town for 2 weeks, so you didn't hook up because you were out of town kind of thing. He's like, you know, it was at Life is Beautiful. It was before BravoCon, though. And then Andy's like, so at BravoCon, like, you were performing, and, like, literally, your girlfriend's there and your mistress. Like, when you see him, like, what are you thinking? Like, did it get you off? He's like, oh, Andy, how could you even think that? It didn't get me off. And it's like, yeah, it did.
I bet multiple times it crossed his mind. Like, we know Ariana swings both ways. I bet he was like, I could probably convince Raquel too. So maybe we could just have a throuple.
Yeah. And so then, you know, he's like, so Andy also asks, like, you know, now looking back, is there anything that you see differently? And she's like, of course, like looking back, like, how did I miss this? Like, of course, like, but more so with Raquel than Tom, because, well, sorry, Andy, but men are trash.
He's like, I know.
I'm going to co-sign that.
Yeah.
And then she's like, Raquel was so ingratiated in my life. Like, I just couldn't imagine, like, if a man cheats, okay, but I couldn't imagine doing that to my friend, which is like so wild.
Really
and then
sad.
He goes, and then Andy goes to Tom, like, well, Tom, how did it get to this point? He's like, Andy, like, Ariana and I, like, we kept our relationship pretty private for many years. Go ahead. You got something. You want me to finish it out?
Well, this just like pissed me off. So much. She's like, I mean, like, we weren't intimate anymore. Like, I was the gay BFF. I was basically the houseboy too, getting those batteries, the toilet paper, the paper towels. Like, she didn't do anything.
But here's what we need to remember. What we need to remember about this, though, is this is 3 weeks after it broke. So, like, now we're 2 months out of it, and there's so many more details, and it's still fresh for us, but it's not as fresh in the sense of, like, this is at the height, right? Like, things are just still being uncovered. So, like, he doesn't have his timeline right. He's still running with the victim mentality here of that he thinks he can still spin it. And he thinks that this reunion and the scene that he had filmed with Raquel in that final episode, like, he's still thinking he has a chance to be the victim here.
And he's also being like, you know what? I really wanted to be honest and truthful and bring my authentic self to reality TV. And it's
Ariana's, my castmates.
It's Ariana's fault that we weren't talking about our real issues and our real problems. And I was trying to bring that to light this season.
Yeah.
But just such a gaslighter.
Yeah. And then, you know, he asked Ariana, like, were there things you were hiding? She's like, I always thought I was fair in what I was showing, like, at least to me. Like, and then she starts going, and she's like, he's clearly desperate and he's going to throw anything to the wall right now to see what will stick. He coached me and he's coaching Raquel the same way. He's got to get the lies right, get the timeline right, get their story right, because if they don't have matching answers. And she's like, he's like, you seem like you've gone from, like, sad to hate. She said, yeah. And then the indifference is strong.
Right.
And, you know, they say the opposite of love isn't hate. It's indifference.
Ooh.
And then he ends with, Tom, how do you feel about the reunion? He's like, I'm very nervous. I'm scared, but I'm ready to face it. And then it's like, let's start. So let's take a quick break and then we'll go into the actual reunion.
The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/judgy.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with our guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com.
I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai.
Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Okay, so we're back. Let's talk fashion. This moment really made me laugh though when Andy tried to be Oprah Winfrey.
Tom Schwartz comes in a blue suit.
Were you silent or were you silenced?
The answer is both. But then like Schwartz is also thinking like he can still get his charm. So he's like, Andy, what a fucked up situation, right? And then it's like, Schwartz, sit down. Sit down. He's still standing there.
I liked his glasses. He looked like he actually looked better than he has all season. I'll give him that. Okay.
Maybe he's also had a good night of sleep. Okay. So then Lala comes out and she's kind of like a shiny sequined one shoulder leopard.
That to me was so early 2000. It seems like outdated. She should have. Oh, see, I feel like she should have done a more modern.
I thought like, she looked
monochromatic
fantastic.
Look. I liked her like cat eye. I just feel like. Agreed. I feel like leopard's out right now. I'm saying
okay,
it.
Okay. Lisa Rinna.
Yeah.
Okay. I liked it. I thought it was great. I liked Katie's. Katie's actually, I thought, translated better when I saw her walk in with it more than like sitting. She had, so hers was like a rhinestone halter, black, yeah, black dress. I thought it looked nice on her. Her hair is, Katie just has the best hair.
Obsessed with her hair right now. She's so cute. I feel like she's really kind of found her like Parisian look, elevated. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I thought she looked awesome. And then James comes out and he's like in a purple suit.
I like that. Fun, different, yeah. Exciting.
I feel like he always kind of comes in some sort of like color of a suit. He always looks.
I mean,
truthfully, James is, he really is the number one guy in the group, which is not hard when you got Schwartz and a clown.
I also feel like if you saw him on the street, you'd be like, wow, that guy's like very good looking, but we know his personality and I could never actually be attracted to him. But okay. I feel like if you saw him on the street, you know, and you didn't know who he was like, or his personality, like you feel yeah, like you're like, ooh, chic.
Okay.
Baby.
Okay. Sheena, she comes out. She's wearing kind of like a gold strap, like thin strapped dress. Her hair looks nice. She comes out in her loafers. They're going to bring her shoes to her.
Okay. Right.
She kind of gave me some like Beauty and the Beast vibes, like with her look.
Sure.
And then freaking Lisa.
I love
like, I feel like a gladiator. It's like, we don't need you. We don't need you.
I did love her hair. I think that was a good look for her.
Yeah. And then she came out and she, I love each and every one of you. It's like, shut up.
Anyway.
Ariana in her red dress. And Lisa's like, that's a revenge dress. And I love when Andy was like, Princess Diana.
She looked stunning. I wish she would have done a little bit something with her hair. To me,
okay.
I know she was going like for like a sleek, like
how her one-on-one is, or even like maybe a slick back bun.
I just feel like her hair, she like it kind of looked like she did it herself almost. You know, there was nothing to it. I know she's going but I don't know. I mean, maybe it needed to be shinier or something. I think she could have done more with the hair. The dress, stunning. Okay.
Oh, wow, I'm really putting the really making sure that people know what our name is today, huh?
Exactly.
And then finally, Tom comes out and he's like, "Let's do this." And he's in a black suit. And I love when he comes out. And Ariana's like, "Well, he looks like shit." And Lala's like, "I hate him."
And it's like almost,
the vitriol has started. Their foot is on his neck. They are not letting up.
He almost looks like he is missing a little part of the mustache. Like there's some hair.
What am I saying? Like, ever since I mentioned the lip thing, now you can't like look away from that area, right? Like, I just feel like I'm just so focused on it now. I'm like, ugh. This is his downfall here. And then, I'm like laughing too. So like, Andy's like, hey, I'm here with the gang from VPR. Minus Raquel legally can't be allowed in the same room as Sheena because of the restraining order. So she's watching from a trailer and she's like in a black and white heart sweater, just like,
okay.
He's like, LVP, are you excited? She's like, I'm excited for this one. I usually don't like reunions, but something tells me I'm going to like this one.
She needs to just walk away. She really needs to walk away. Also, I loved them panning to Rachel Raquel's reactions. I was actually shocked she wasn't talking to the camera or people were asking her questions and she was like responding. We were getting just facial reactions.
What if there was no producer? They just set up like an iPhone with a ring light.
She really seems like someone that would talk to the TV though.
Like, I don't get, how are they inside that?
I think we needed more of her talking.
So then he's like, Ariana, are you ready? She's like, I got a great night's sleep. Like that never happens. Usually I'm so nervous for reunions, but I'm not for this one.
I loved that. Good. I showed her confidence right away.
100%. And then he's like, Sandoval's like, I'm all over the place. then he's like, hey, this is like the first reunion for you, Schwartz, that you're not sitting next to Katie. He's like, oh, man. And Jay's being like, it didn't even cross his mind. And Schwartz is like, you know, I think we put a lot of work into our post-divorce relationship. Like, he's such an idiot, even though he's not. He's calculated, too. And Katie's like, no.
He's super calculated. He knows all. He pretends to play this dumb, but
lovable.
Yeah.
He's not. So James, you know, is the number one guy in the group. Like, Sheena, so you're still in the honeymoon phase? She's like, Brock cut off all his hair. And then Sandoval is like, Sandoval trying to get in the good grease. He's like, what? You're joking.
I know. That reaction, I was like, why is he like so obsessed with Brock cutting his hair?
He's just trying to
act normal, you know?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like,
oh my God. Like,
wow. And so then he's like, hey, Sandoval, is there anything you want to say before we dive in? He's like, I want to thank everyone. Everyone's like, shut up. You're a liar. Don't make yourself a victim. Stop your crying, you pussy bitch.
And then he starts
again, and James is like,
I love how they came, because they were ready for him. I bet they were like, bingo, on my bingo card, he starts out with the tears right away. And they're like, no, you are not playing this victim game. You did this to all of us. You know, you have to sit in your bed with Raquel, lie in it, and hopefully not have a baby.
We are not letting the audience have any sympathy for you today, because you deserve none of it. So then he's like, okay. And those tears disappeared real fast. And this is why I'm like, guys, if you think that this is scripted, you're all insane, because he is not. None of these people are that good of actors. Okay. Nobody's winning an Oscar. Okay. I saw Lala in the Row. Okay.
Right.
That wasn't good. Okay. And so she's like, well, okay, I just want to say that I appreciate everybody being there for Ariana, no matter what was happening in our relationship. She didn't deserve that to happen. Ariana jumps in. She's like, nothing happened. You did it. He's like, I'm sorry. I did what I said I would never do in the worst way possible. And I'm sorry. And I love you.
Ugh,
like, Ariana just right away is like,
so disgusting.
No. Victim blaming. I don't believe anything he says. He is full of shit and he can fuck off. And I'm telling you guys, it hits differently in the unedited version. So that's why you need to watch it, because everything's being bleeped out. And during like the episode 2, when you're watching it, you know, on cable or whatever, it's really hard to hear what everybody's saying, because it's just literally just like
beep, 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 beep. Right.
So this is the way to go. Yeah. That's the Peacock way.
Okay.
This is an extended scene where they're talking about the living situation, you know, and she says, you know, he'd come and go unannounced, and it literally was like traumatizing me every time he would show up. And then he'd yell at us for having people over. And he's like, now we have like a system. The assistant texts me when he's coming. You know, we're still kind of living together.
Like, figure that out. Like, come on. I don't understand. Yeah. Also, I don't understand these people's finances, because, okay, Tom and Katie bought that house for probably like 1.5. I'm just shocked that these people, I mean, you can probably buy a condo in LA for $1 million. So you have to put like for 20%, $200,000 maybe down. How do they not have $200,000 in the bank cash?
What's in Schwartz and Sandy's?
Well, for him, but for Katie. I'm just shocked that all these people rent. Like, Lala's renting. I mean, I guess she has the Palm Springs house. Sheena rents in LA.
Right now it's actually really expensive to buy houses, because the housing market, the numbers haven't gone down, but the interest rate has gone up. So it's not like necessarily, like, I think in these sort of situations, it's like move out, rent for a year, and then go find something that you can live in.
All these houses
in general were way too big for them when they first bought them.
It's just shocking to me that they can't buy something. That's all. Well, I think they're getting paid a lot of money. I'm just saying they mismanaged their money. That's what I'm saying.
I guess it's like they weren't expecting to buy something else. They all moved into these places as their for the foreseeable future homes. And so they probably took a lot more care in looking at trying to figure out where they want. Maybe they don't know where they want to live now.
I'm just guessing they've just mismanaged all their money. That's what I'm saying.
Or they have it in an account. They just haven't decided they might not want to buy. It's very
okay. Scary. Well, let's move on.
You loan?
Well, I'm also a teacher, and not a reality TV star getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. That's why I'm saying that I did shocking. They don't have $200,000 in the bank to put a down payment.
You know, they do say with the millennials that less millennials are buying homes and more are renting.
Okay.
There's freedom in it.
Okay.
And maybe they're also scared to buy something because they had a
partner. Okay, Courtney, this sounds like a personal problem.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's that crazy that they're all renting.
I don't. I think it's weird. Okay, so Lala, she's like, it's super unhealthy for them to share a home. You know, and then she like gets into the Randall Sandoval comparison. And it is truly eye-opening. I mean, that's going to be him in 10 years. He's a narcissist. And the LVP coming to his defense, being like, he's not dangerous. I was disgusted. Like, it was.
I think LVP, what she was maybe trying to say too, though, and it's like, just again, just shut up. It's like, in the sense of like, Randall's being like accused for like being a predator and like all these different things that he's technically at this point. Technically at this point, mm-hmm. Sandoval hasn't, but I also think LVP is trying to say that because she has business, right? Like this
you're
is
right.
a business answer for her to mm-hmm. say that, but also shut up.
It was not a good look for her.
No. And it's just like, Lala is going to be aggressive in any way that she comes off in this episode. Just let it happen. Like, why go against her? Because she will take you out.
Right. And she's truly triggered.
And she's, yeah. And it's just like, and I love when Lala just says, when she was like, stop. And she's just like, I reject your opinion.
I love that was amazing.
And then when LVP was like, many men have done this before. I'm like, it's
not,
is that okay? Is that okay? And then Sandoval's like, don't judge my character. Get in line. And then LVP's like, well, we're just here for 10 hours. Okay.
We're fifth in line.
Yeah.
I was surprised Lala was like so far down, to be honest. She was on the last seat.
I don't know how you would organize this though.
I think Katie could have probably been on the last seat. Ariana, Lala, Raquel.
But storyline wise, Lala, even though she said she talked a lot about Randall, outside of that, Lala's storyline wasn't really like Katie's was the divorce. Katie was actually supposed to be the main storyline.
I know. Yeah. You know? I wonder if she like likes that she got to that didn't play such a major role, or she's like, once again, I'm always on the sidekick, like didn't really get to show my real story.
No, because I actually think because of how Schwartz acted with the whole, like the reason, and sorry, maybe now I'm skipping ahead too, but they talk about, you know, their relationship and everything. They're talking about, you know, making out with somebody in the group. And she's like, she had said the reason she didn't want him to hook up with anybody because she didn't want to have to talk about that. She didn't want, like, she wanted to be amicable. She didn't want people to pick sides. She just wanted to be like, we're divorced. We're on a show. We have to film together. Like, don't put a wedge with anybody in this cast. Okay. Yeah. You want to hook up with whoever you hook up with. Like when Tom's like, it's rich, consider we live together. I'm like, okay, that's a Sandoval line, first of all, because Sandoval also, had also said that.
You're the one that was hooking up with people while you were married.
Right. It's like,
you guys are getting a divorce.
Out the window.
Yeah.
Like enough.
You're not sleeping in the same bed. You are getting a divorce. You just happen to be staying at the same house still. You can hook up with whoever you want.
In the situation that Tom and Ariana are in right now. So shut up, Schwartz.
And you were probably doing the same thing, but she just didn't
know. Go deal with the man-eating crocodiles in Florida.
Right, right.
You know, it's like, so, but then, yeah, they're asking about the relationship. And I love that everybody's just getting so annoyed. Like, we don't care about what's going on with the relationship because everything that Tom is saying is a lie, right? Like, it wasn't that we spent time apart. Like, Tom caused the divide in the relationship by fucking other people. And LVP's like, it's just Raquel, not other people. It's like, shut up, LVP. And then she's like, well, he's fucked more than Raquel.
She just looked so bad. So obviously we know Miami girl. Who's this third person?
So I took one for the team and I did. I know 2 days ago I said, I'm not going to listen to that Caller Daddy. Well, I was on a long term, so I started listening to it. So I'm a little over halfway. Ariana's convinced Billy Lee he never hooked up with Billy Lee. So it sounds like maybe it's like that girl that, like, remember when Kristen found out James cheated on her with Jenna because of the Uber ride?
Okay.
Maybe it's that girl. Maybe it's Joe. I think there's someone that's tangentially related to them.
I think it's interesting they're also like protecting this person.
I think, well, and so Ariana also said on Call Her Daddy too, they said like, you know, the girl asked her like, hey, has anybody now since the Scandoval's broken up, like DM'd you and said like, hey, I hooked up with Tom. She said, there was one person in that was from San Diego and I asked Tom about it and he denied it. She's like, and I brought it up multiple times. She's like, but nobody has, but probably because they think I'm going to expose them. And she's like, but I'm not, because it's not you that did that. I mean, it's still yuck. Like you shouldn't have done that, but it's Tom's fault. He's the one in the relationship.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So I think, you know, but I'm sure there's multiple.
She must have gotten paid for that interview.
Had to be. Yeah. But then, you know, again, Sandoval's telling the story like slowly over time. And I love when Andy asked Ariana too, like, oh, you know, were there issues? And he's like, well, the day before from like the finale episode, basically where he's making her latte and he tries to cry in his hand. She's like, he screamed at me for 45 minutes straight off camera. So she's like, and by the way, intimacy issues do not excuse you going and fucking my friend. Like, you either work on it or you break up. So like going over this relationship is trying to like find blame on me, like victim blaming. And then Schwartz like, well, this is like therapy.
No, and him.
Like, I'm just trying to get a state of the relationship. She's like, this is the state. This is the state. Okay.
Just him?
And then an extended scene too. They ask the rest of the group, like, did you think there were issues? Schwartz is like, yeah, I did. Like, shut up, Schwartz.
Of course you did, Schwartz.
And then Sheena was like, oh, you know, once Lala kind of put it into my head of like, she thinks something's going on. She's like, you know, I sat down with Ariana. She says it was like, you know, they were intimate. They were having good combo. So I was kind of like, oh, okay.
No, then, it was just so in front of their faces. They couldn't even believe it. They were just like, absolutely not. This is such a wild, why would they go to the Abbey and do things in front of people?
Totally.
And you know, it's like so egregious. How could you believe it?
Right. And so then, you know, Andy keeps trying to like ask Sandoval, like, why didn't you come clean? Like, you know, why? And at one point too, they flash back to Raquel. She's like, yeah, I want the answer too. And I'm like, oh.
I know.
But then like, they're like, you know, and then James even pipes up too. Like, and how come you didn't tell your friends, James? And LVP's like, we're talking about Ariana. It's like, and like, I love that they're all a united front on that left side too, because they're like, no, no. James was engaged to Raquel. James thought of Tom as like a big brother. And he's like, Tom's like, yeah, you thought that. It's like, shut up.
I've like forgot through this whole thing that Raquel and James were engaged and lived together for like 5 years. I mean, this wasn't like a small relationship.
Right. Like, it's just like, what?
But for some reason, that doesn't. Month,
bro, they're like, Raquel's his fiance. He's like, you paid for half of the engagement.
That.
And he's like,
truly still doesn't make sense.
You fucked Kristen to get on the show. And then. James starts like getting angry and like is like going towards like Tom. And I love too that he's like.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Tom, but I also think it's funny. He doesn't cross over in front of Andy. He decides to go all the way around this coffee table, this glass coffee table.
And he must not have enough space to get through.
That, or he's like, Andy's going to catch me on the way. I'm going to go the wrong route.
Make it more difficult. I'm going to set an obstacle course so that I can get in Tom's face.
Like, I really did feel like that because he does it twice, going the long way.
It's just so funny because he's like, Andy's like, my cards. And at one point, Ariana's like, sorry about your cards. Like, but they're so funny because they treat James like James will never have like the full respect, right? Like, he's always like the little kid of the cast, you know? But James is like, I'll beat his ass. Like, stay in the fucking chair. And he's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, you pussy bitch. You're a worm with a mustache. You're an ugly fucking worm.
Yeah. Tom,
did you not prepare?
Where do you think this worm thing came from?
I literally think it came. I think James is off the cuff. I think he says things and he doesn't even know he said it. I think he literally is just like, James has been making fun of that mustache since Tom grew it. I just know.
Completely.
Because I can just remember too, in the beginning of the season, you know, Ariana's like, and again, this is when I was gaslighting everyone saying you look so good, that she was like, don't you love it? It's like Top Gun season. And I'm like, yeah, see, this is where Ariana is defending him in front of people, acknowledging the mustache, but because of the bad lip job that he had.
Right.
So she's saying, oh, she requested the Top Gun. You know, Lala and James, since the beginning, since Sandoval started growing that, have been making fun. They've been sending quips back to each other about how stupid the mustache looks.
Completely. I mean, a mustache is hard to pull off, you know?
Mm-hmm. Unless you're Tom Selleck.
My dad, I've never seen him without a mustache.
Or you're Chucky Mahoney.
It rocked it for, you know, I'm almost 38, at least 38.
Like, if
years.
He shaved it off, he'd have a straight up, like, just that, like, white line. Like,
that wouldn't be my father. That's not my father. He also doesn't.
Who are you?
He also has never, I've never seen my dad in a pair of jeans. Doesn't wear jeans.
What does he wear? Khakis?
Oh,
slacks?
He calls them his Lilies. He only wears Lululemons, either the shorts or pants. And
my dad's a Lululemon khakis. Guy too.
Khakis. I got him some Vuori.
I do like the Lululemons. Like, oh, Vuori too. Yeah. Our dad's basic. So then Tom Sandoval gets back to, like, he's like, Tom, like, you couldn't have done a few quips like to prepare because you know they're all coming after you. He's like, you had the same haircut for fucking years. Like, okay, Brandy Glanville to Lisa Rinna. James next season just starts wearing wigs because he's so self-conscious about it. And he's like, yeah, and it looks good on me. And it's like, James pees on a fire hydrant and it's his fire hydrant. It's like, good one, Tom.
I did not understand that at all.
I think he was trying to say Marcus territory kind of thing, but he didn't say that.
Got it. I appreciated how Lala was like, you know what? We're not bringing up the past. Like, we're living in the now. Don't bring up all this history. And I feel like that is a valid point because, as Andy said, these people are all cheaters. We went around the circle in the end. It's like, so basically the only person sitting here is Katie that hasn't cheated. So Ariana and Tom, you got together because you cheated. Mm-hmm. James and Lala, you guys have hooked up while you were with Raquel.
With each other.
Right.
And also James, Kristen, that whole situation. Like, it's just, they're all.
Also, we're like, and like Shortsy, you know, he made out with lots of people in his marriage. Like, that's not a big deal. I feel like he gets away with murder with that. It's like just common knowledge that Shorts hooked up in the marriage multiple times. Like, not a big deal.
To just, if we're talking about the past, we're just making statements.
I thought it was funny they didn't say anything about Sheena, and obviously we know the Brandi Glanville situation, but they didn't bring that up. But we all know.
Yeah. Well, also, and then I love too when James calls Schwartz. He's like, Tweedledee and Tweedledildick. And Schwartz tries to like make a joke with Katie and looks across and like, am I Tweedledee? And Katie just like rolls her eyes. Like, shut up, Schwartz. Like, how do you read the room so bad? He's like, my act is failing. My act is failing. So then they're like, okay, finally, they're like, you know, that LVP tries to also, you know, punish so James again. And he's like, I'm going to get a timeout. I get a spike ball.
And I also, LVP should have only come out for like, you know, 2 hours or something. Ask her. She should have acted like above and beyond, above all of this, graced us with her presence at the beginning, and then been like, Andy, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. Like, I'm out. Like, her sitting through this all is so embarrassing.
Yeah, either have her host or get her out of here, right? Like,
that's actually a good idea, her hosting it.
No, she'd be a horrible host.
Okay.
She's such a misogynist and always defends those men. Okay, so then finally Sandoval answers the question. He's like, I was scared to admit why I didn't tell her. You know, Ariana was going through a lot and I didn't want to add anything. It's like, okay, well, technically Ariana's dog died and then you fucked her best friend. So clearly this is why I think the timeline is off.
Charlotte's body wasn't even cold.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, Schwartz is like getting involved. They're like, when did he tell you? He's like, well, in July, he started confiding. He wasn't happy. And then like around that time after guys night, we went to the Mondrian. And then like next day, he confided in me that Sandoval had confided in Raquel. And you guys like had an intimate moment. And then, you know, Raquel was like a safe place. And I love Katie just jumping and being like, by confided, he means put his penis in her.
And the whole like, Mexico thing, I feel like Schwartz should have been like, that Mexico thing was a decoy. I knew they had already hooked up. Like, we were trying to throw
off. He said he found out after the wedding, though.
Yeah, but we know that that's not true. He said that
Tom told him late August. We know that. Tom broke it
down. We know that's all.
You think... Oh, interesting. I don't know, but I love that they were like after the wedding, and then like even like Sandoval's trying to throw Schwartz on the bed. Like, what? Lala's like, did you not put your timelines together? Then they flash back to the one-on-one where Sandoval says it happened in mid to late January. And then Schwartz is like, I didn't know in Mexico. And then they're like, well, hey, Schwartz, you guys like went to a bagel scene. You shot a bagel scene. You basically said, I think she has a crush on it. Like, were you trying to like almost out Tom there? He's like, yeah, subconsciously I was talking about Sandoval. I was like, oh.
Multiple times. I mean, the glamping thing.
He knew like, about glamping. He said it. I'm like, what did he want to accomplish from that? Was he trying to get the heat off of him?
I think he can't keep a secret. And I mean, I think
they keep a lot of secrets for each other. I wonder if he was pissed about the Mexico thing.
He has like many Easter eggs that he's given us. Like him telling Katie, like, it's not me that she's here for at BravoCon. You know what I mean? Like he
wants to tell somebody.
Yeah. He's not going to actually say it, but he's going to give you many hints along the way so you can actually figure it out. Cause he's obsessed with the drama too.
Yeah. Well, then they're like, you know, Sandoval, why would you encourage Schwartz to do this? He's like, it wasn't a decoy. I knew it could never happen again. And then Lisa's even like, it's macabre. It's perverse to ask your friend to make out. And Katie's like, no, it was a great excuse to hide what they were doing. It's
completely. And that was a decoy.
Yeah. And then, you know, Lala's like, this is like similar to Kristen. They're like, you weren't even dating each other. Like you weren't even on the show, Lala. Like, how do you know? It's like, we all watched it. We were all watching these seasons when you were doing this, you know? So don't. We got the admitting to Miami girl. And, you know, Ariana said, I covered this up because I didn't want it to just shine badly on him while we were starting this relationship of somebody I knew I was going to be with.
And I feel like they weren't actually together. Maybe. You know what I mean? Maybe not. They weren't official.
You said they weren't exclusive yet. They probably like, just started
willing to forgive. Like, oh, whatever. He hooked up with some guy, a person. Like, I still want to be with him. So,
and it was like truly that probably really was a one night stand. She's in Miami. I'm in LA. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Then you know, Andy even brings up like before this even happened, we were literally dealing with like three seismic breakups.
I know. That's what the whole
season was about.
That's the most wild part. I mean, you guys, I forgot Raquel and James lived together. I mean, genuinely, yeah. I don't think about that in this, which is wild.
And it was just, And it's just is like, you know, they're talking about Katie and Schwartz, like, you know, was this like expected? Did anybody expect it? They're like, well, you know, it is what it is. But I thought that it just was so interesting after this whole thing is just like this hot tub at Coachella moment. Mm-hmm. And it's talking about Tom had told Raquel that Ariana and him are open. Sandoval's like, that's bullshit. And like Ariana's like, you've been coaching her. And Sheena's like, why would Raquel tell that? He's like, she didn't say that. I'm like, you don't know that. Like she thought that. She 100% said that. Why would Raquel repeat that if that wasn't told to her?
So maybe that's like what's going to be the bomb in the one-on-ones is like, he told me that he was in an open relationship. But then it's like, also, if you were in an open relationship, then how come you couldn't talk about it with Ariana? Raquel, that's right. The missing link.
Also, it was open on one side.
Right.
It was closed on the other, and a partially open door is still open.
She's like, okay, so they're in an open relationship, but we just have to like hide that we're hugging up. Okay, that's fine.
Maybe he said like, well, we're in an open relationship, but we don't tell the other person about what we do.
Oh,
right. Okay. It's just understood. You don't talk about
I think that is the secret that's going to come out. You know, we keep on hearing that like people are saying the pregnancy thing. I think that's it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into the Joe of it all.
Yes.
So I love this because first off, I love, you know, Tom's like, it wasn't my girlfriend at first, but it evolved into a situationship. For a minute, we were each other's happy place.
A situationship. And then
the situation was we lived together and hooked up.
They also didn't tell us if they're still living together. We never got there. No. That's what I'm asking. Like but they never said she moved out. Oh. They never said if she still lives there. Like they left that really open-ended.
Like what's the status there? But then I love when Katie's like, she's a creep and no one likes her. Schwartz is like, you're going to get a cease and desist if you keep making Instagram comments. Like what? Like relax. And then, you know, Andy's like, was she in the friend group? And she's like, you know, well, by proxy, because she was best friends with Kristen. And she literally blocked Kristen the day she moved into Schwartz's apartment. Now, Big Bear is very interesting to me.
Well, I mean, it was just
because we're talking about
a couple strip.
No, it wasn't a double date. And Ariana was like, well, what was it? A fuck fest? And he's like, Tom, tell them. Like, Sandoval, tell them. And Tom and Sandoval is not saying a word. And I love when James is like, Raquel hates snowboarding. And Lala's like, well, that's just because she came to suck his D. Be honest. Boo. Boo.
Him being like,
really the Muppets in the balcony.
No, but him being like, I know she doesn't like snowboarding. Like, she shouldn't have been there. She doesn't even like the snow.
Yeah. Then we have to have a whole thing on like Schwartz and Sandy's nobody cares. Was it worth it? Like, that's loaded. How do you answer? And they're like, you literally just give an answer. You give an answer.
I wonder how.
It was worth the standoff.
What? I wonder how long Schwartz and Sandy's is going to survive.
I think for a little bit still. And I think they're going to get a surge when the new season starts. You know, he says, it's all love now. We had a hit for a minute, but now we're back. And, you know, then they ask
you. It seems like a really big space to keep up. Like, it seems like a rather large restaurant.
Yeah, I agree. It's a nice little corner in a strip mall. You know, then they ask her, Ariana, like, are you going to be close with LVP? And she's like, no.
Well,
like,
and
LVP is in business, and LVP's like, what?
I feel like she
hard time confiding in you.
She also kind of covered that up, though, at Watch What Happens Live, because her Watch What Happens Live appearance was after this. And I feel like she kind of went back on her word with that. And like she was smart on Watch What Happens Live. And she said, well, you know, I understand she has a business relationship with them. This is still fresh at the reunion. So
I think she kind of said that here. She just was like, look, I'm not going to like frequent Tom.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm not going to Tom because my ex's name is in the title of the restaurant. And like, am I going to show up at Schwartz and Sandy's anymore? No, I'm not. And am I going to be at Sir if he's going to be there? No, I'm not. So like, we're just not going to be as close. But if you want to come to something about her, which I also want to talk about that too, because one, they've made $200,000 in merchandise. Why?
I mean, Katie must be dying.
And hey, if you're wondering where that $200,000 is for a down payment, I think she now has $100,000 of it, right?
Now, can you agree with me about the mismanagement of money?
I I just don't think that they want to buy anything. I think that's literally what it is. I think that they're all in this in-between of their lives. And like Ariana was saying on Call Her Daddy too, again, for just a little bit, I moved, and she was saying like, I didn't want to like, I don't know if I'm ready to like sell the place and then like buy a condo in Valley Village. She's like, I'm like, this is like a monumental move in my life of like, what do I want to do? Maybe I don't want to be here anymore. Maybe I want to go live in the French countryside. So I think it's like this in-between status. That it's like, don't buy anything. Don't be wild.
What if she moves to New York with that guy or something?
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Open to something about her there. Also, they were like, we're going to be open by end of May.
Guys, it's
as I walked by, it will not be open at the end of May because it is the 25th today.
Yeah. And so maybe like a July.
Yeah, sure. Just in time for a Daily Mail party, you know?
Exactly. It will be the grand opening will be the beginning of filming.
Yeah, I agree. Then we go into like Sheena and Lala, you know, there. It's like the thing is like all these things that they keep talking about. It's like the Schwartz and Sandy's, like something about her. Like, I'm excited, but I'm like, you're just making me have these fillers for the Scandoval stuff. Like, I really just want to really dive more into that.
Right. Like, and like Sheena, I actually think Sheena made a good point and was like, I came to Raquel's defense so much because I thought Katie was ganging up on her and I know that feeling. So I wanted to help Raquel in that moment. So I enjoyed that.
I think, but I also thought it was funny too, because Katie's like, well, I was literally telling you different, but like Sheena just had such blinders on for Katie that I think, you know, it's just so funny. And I hope that they do mend this friendship. Like, I think that they've come a long way so far, but Katie said like, I want actions and not words. Like the sorry was helpful, but also like, and I think it's kind of sad that this has had like, it made me laugh both times when they're like, we'll put our stuff aside for Scandoval, you know, and it's like sad that that had to happen for that. But I'm like, I would rather them be on the same side.
They could be such a powerhouse this season. The new Witches of WeHo, which could be Ariana, Katie, Sheena, Lala, and James.
James. Like, be, Allie can come too.
Be a powerhouse.
Yeah.
I also love how James like said that Allie has all the power, basically.
When they're like, that's sexist. Like I love when Schwartz was like, so we can't be friends if I don't respect what you want. It's like, yeah, that's exactly what a boundary is. So
that's what friendship is.
Like what? Like, so why? Like, what about what I want? It's like, cool. If what you want and what I want match, then we can be friends. If it doesn't, we will not. That's how it works. I know you've hooked up with people while you're married, so you think that the line that can be crossed multiple times, but now it cannot.
Tom Schwartz has never been held to the fire, and he still isn't. He's still getting away with it.
100%. And then I love too at 1.2 that they're, you know, Katie or Sheena says, you know, Katie bullied me. And I love when Lala finally says, can we like talk about this? Like, Bravo, this is Bravo. We're not bullying. And Sandoval cannot not say anything. He doesn't, like, if Sandoval was silent, I feel like maybe there would be more. But he's like, bullying isn't an age thing, la la. And she just looks at him and goes, fuck off, Mr. Right. Fuck my best friend. Shut the fuck up.
I always knew
you guys were pieces of shit. You're a snake. And then Tom's like, takes one to know one. Like, I know you are, but what am I? I am rubber, you are glue, and whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
I don't even know if kids know that one anymore. I have to bring that back to the classroom. Yeah,
bring it back to your class and let us know. And then they're like, talk about accountability. And they're like, Tom's like, I am taking an accountability. Like, you're not. She's like, for what? And it's like, also, Tom, you're not taking accountability. You got caught.
You got caught and are trying to gaslight the situation and say you bought batteries, toilet paper, and paper towels, and you don't sleep with your significant other and your gay BFFs now, and that's why you did what you did. You're disgusting.
And it was so funny,
you're a piece
too.
Of shit. And Tom Schwartz is literally your,
and he's a fart, not like Mozart though.
I don't know.
It's, and I love, like, too, that LVP looks at Lala.
He wipes his ass. It's like Tom Schwartz wipes Tom Sandoval's ass. I really think
Tom Sandoval is a piece of shit, and then Tom Schwartz is a shart.
Yes, completely. I agree with that.
Like, Tom Schwartz, he thinks he's like a fart, but he really just lets it out, you know? But then, so then LVP, like they're ending the episode, and they're, LVP's like, Lala, you're aggressive. And she's like, stop. Like, Lala is like, she's not here for LVP. She's like, and James Evans is like, stop sticking up for them. And James just walks off stage. He's like, I'm not going to listen to this shit. And I love it because it's literally like a light bulb has gone off on them that they can talk back to her. Like, they yes. are the show. Like, LVP, yes. like, production is not going to listen to LVP if she says get them off. And LVP also knows that they bring the drama for the show. So
she has no power anymore.
Yeah, exactly. No power. LVP, little very much so power.
Little very much so power.
Yeah, exactly. I think that works.
Sure. Sure.
I love this. I love this. Look.
What a journey. Two more to go.
What a journey.
Two more to go. And highly, I mean, I can't peacock wait. The next day.
I can't, like, we're watching the amount of time I'm spending on these reunions is a live watch and then an also follow up the next day. What is life when you've got Vanderpump Rules?
What are we going to do when it's over?
It's like, what? What? Nothing's going to quench my thirst the way, like, Orange County. Like, the biggest thing is that Tamara throws a napkin at somebody.
You're not ruining people's lives.
Hey, you know what? Fuck your best friend's husband and then get back to me.
Then we could talk.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, this was fun.
Have a great weekend, everybody. And we'll chat soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.